We are live. And I just, you know, I was thinking, wouldn't it be great to have Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody, but I'm in this mood. And welcome to the show. We are live here. It's the 1st of October, folks. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm getting ready to possibly do, you know, I'm going to hope you mark your calendars this coming Saturday. If it comes through, I'm supposed to be out at Riverview Country Club outside. It's been scheduled. Actually, it's been rescheduled since September 11th. So this is the schedule, and I will do a commercial and let you all know on Monday if that's going to definitely take place, because I've got musicians standing by. We do songs like what you just heard. And, you know, I'm ready to, like, get lost in the music. So welcome to the show. Again, this is North State Now with Linda Bott. We're live here. Good evening, everybody. And I want to shout out to my sponsors and thank Shasta Regional Medical Group, Country Kitchen, where I went today to pick up some goodies for a houseboat trip this weekend. And also the good friends over at Black Bear Diner. Those are just a few of the sponsors that make this show possible. And I wanted to also thank Kevin Kelly and the folks out at the special marina there. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, about the experiences that we've had out there. And I have a little special girl group, one of which house burned in the car fire and now had to experience the evacuation on Texas Springs. So it will really be good for her to be out on the boat and free of worry, because when you lose everything, I mean, she's been very brilliant through the experience, but she has she walks with God. She's got a lot of faith in the Lord, and that has really helped her tremendously. And I'm talking about, of course, Kelly Verhoog. So if she's listening and her family's listening, or you know of her, you know, just keep them in your prayers, because, you know, I can imagine they just came back from Texas and then they had to evacuate. So anyway, That's as far as I know right now, but we love Holiday Harbor. It's a veteran-owned business. Kevin Kelly out there has done nothing but been wonderful to us. And so, anyway, I'm going to take my girls out there. We're going to just float about, and that's it. We're not going to get crazy or anything. We're just going to get chill. So, and speaking of chill and wonderful, I can't wait to introduce to you my very special guest tonight, who was who's been in my life since I've been in Reading, and that is the beautiful Amy Dendis. Welcome to our show tonight.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
So let's talk about how we met. You were a trainer.
Yes.
At Adamson's Peak Performance.
Yes.
And before Carl and I were married.
Yes.
Which is going on, we'll be married 13 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's how long I was
I can't even believe it. So
congratulations,
you, yes,
by the way.
And through that time, you were married or
yes,
are married.
I am married now. Yes.
And you got married on a golf course.
Yes, Gold Hills to Michael Dendis.
Yes, and in July.
June.
Hot. Yeah. Oh, so hot. I thought it was July.
Right. I had fans on the seats for everybody.
Yeah, it was just a really tremendous. And you've always been this incredible personality.
Oh, thank you.
Very big, very gracious personality.
Thank you.
And now you have something new, a new beginning in your life.
Yes.
And I'm thrilled to share that with our listening audience.
Yes.
Many of you who do go to Riverview Country Club, you are now the new membership director.
Yes, that's right.
And I saw the email that came through, and I was like, I saw your picture. I went, Amy, what a perfect fit for you.
I'm so excited about the position. It's so fun, and everybody is just so nice. I can't explain how easily this just came to pass. I really feel that God just dropped this in my lap for a chance to really go and grow and grow. Yep.
Well, I know that I've taken some group training sessions with you, and you've always been a great trainer.
Thank you.
You listen. And so you're not one size fits all.
No.
So you've been really great about that. I think that's what's going to be good about the membership director. So let's go back with a little history about Amy.
Yeah.
Tell us where you were raised, born, raised, a little bit of your family life.
Absolutely.
And let's start there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Indiana, a little town called Schererville. And but we were about an hour outside of Chicago, Illinois. So I grew up, you know, Bears fan, Cubs fan. Of course, my mom was a White Sox fan, so that always caused a little family tension. I actually had started college in Indiana at the Upstate branch of Purdue. And my dad had gotten an offer out here in Redding for Shasta County Mental Health. And him and my mom decided, hey, we're going. And they said to us kids, I was the youngest at that time, and I was just starting college. So they said, we're leaving. And they told my brother and sister that, hey, if anybody wants to come, you're welcome to come, but we are leaving Indiana. And that was the hardest thing to do because we were very family-oriented. We lived four houses down from my grandma.
Ooh.
So that was really hard.
Yeah, you were, I bet you, hard for them.
Oh, yeah. So really hard.
Pain, growing pain.
Yeah. But, you know, my dad was about my age. I mean, he was about 50, and I'll be 49 on the 7th. I'll be 49 on the 7th. So, but again, he really felt that it was something that God put on his heart to come out here. And I think it made a huge change in everybody's life. So God was working on all of us in such a way that I can't even tell you, because, we came out here and, my mom ended up finishing up not only her bachelor's degree, but she got a master's degree in social work as well.
And that's pretty cool. Your parents are definitely service oriented for, you know, to help people get better.
Yeah. In fact, they actually both worked at Shasta County Mental Health. My mom worked in older adult services, and then my dad was the program director over there.
So did you come out, then you came out together as a family?
Yeah, I mean, staggered. So, mom and dad came out first. And then us kids kind of staggered and followed. And so I, got ahead and get enrolled in Shasta College and had a great time out there, and then went on to Chico State and got my degree in nutrition and food sciences.
Wow, that's great. Now let's talk a little bit about your sport life. And I want to, because it's interesting how the combination of your expertises are now the culmination is really going to pay off with this job that you're in now, which is a wonderful, being the membership director at one of the most beautiful, Riverview Country Club is just absolutely, it's a jewel.
Yeah.
Well, and we really believe that. A commercial is jewel of the North State. I mean, I wrote that because I really believe that when you're on the first tee or when you're in every room and the views, it's just spectacular.
Well, and when Henry and Irene Rother were looking at the property, and Irene just stood out there where that first tee is at, and she said, what a beautiful view of the river, and hence came the name, Riverview.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know that because?
Well, I work at Riverview, and I do my homework.
Well, I didn't know, because you, let's talk about your golfing history.
Yes, okay.
Because you got married on a golf course,
I did.
You and your husband went off after you were... said your vows, you went off and played a hole.
Played a hole, yeah.
Now, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
That's telling, is what I should say. So what does that mean, and when did you start, and why did you do that, et cetera?
Well, okay, so this is fun, because the very first time I played golf, I was 14 years old, and my dad took me out and taught me. So my dad and my mom would only play golf once a year, and it was on their anniversary. So I don't know that it was always the most bonding experience for them, but it was something special they did every year on their anniversary. So he thought it important to teach us some basic sports skills, and so he said that golf is one thing you can always do all your life and make some amazing friendships. So I would practice.
And with that, we're going to take a break.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so parents, anniversary, always golfed. Thought they would teach their kids because it's something you could always do, and you were 14 when you started. So on that note, we're going to take a break here at KCNR. We're going to come back with Amy Dendis, who is the new membership director at Riverview Country Club, and we're very, very excited about hearing more. And that's what I couldn't wait to get Amy to come on to really talk about her life and inspire our listeners as well. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Linda Bott.
The look of love, it seems so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can't hardly wait to hold.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Every month of the year, when it's stormy or clear, there's a place you can always find me. Very calm and serene, looking down at the green, while waiting my turn at the tee. I may never shoot par, for my shots don't go far, though I swing and I slug with great force. Still I play right along, doing everything wrong. You'll find me all over the course. Oh, the golf bug has bitten me good. I'm in love with a putter, an iron and a wood. Such waste of time is a crime and a shame, but golf is a crazy, wonderful game.
Welcome back to the show. Oh, good, good going, our producer. Well, Jared, good stuff. Great, Jared. I said, just find golf music. He goes, what? What's golf music? I go, no, just find stuff. So that was a really cool thing.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning back in, again, this is Linda Bott. We're live tonight, October 1st. It's a beautiful month. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through the COVID. We're going to get through the smoke.
Yes.
And we do that by positivity and surrounding ourselves with people doing great things. And Amy has just made the, has been made the membership director over at, Riverview Country Club.
Yeah.
And, before we took a break here, we started to discuss your, you were sharing with us about your history.
Yeah.
You know, we started with golf, about your family at 14. It was something that your parents did on their anniversary.
Yeah.
But at the break, I said, well, talk about other sports, because Amy is a really tall girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when did you become tall?
Oh, gosh. I was always tall. In fact, I mean, even, you know, nursery school, I was the tallest.
Did you tower? Okay. So
I've always been one of the tallest in my classes.
And how tall are you?
I'm actually 5'9". I used to be almost 5'10", but, you know.
You feel taller than that.
Oh, well, thank you. I stand tall.
Yeah, you feel like you're like a 5'11", 6-foot girl.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, I've always thought that.
Thank you.
So you can imagine just this tall girl.
Yes.
And,
being from Indiana.
Yeah, being from, okay, so sports.
Yeah, sports. So tall and lanky. Okay. So, So at 14, my dad showed me how to play golf, and I went in the backyard. I started practicing, and I was actually a very shy and quiet girl, and I had some boys in the backyard. Now, in Indiana, we didn't have fences like we do out here, so I was practicing golf, and these boys were making fun of me. Well, back then, I was so shy that that stopped me. That was enough for me to say no more. And so I put that away. I never touched the sport again until I came out to California. Instead, I got into basketball and volleyball and tennis. And but coming into those sports at a later age was a disadvantage for me. So many of these kids had started playing when they were very young. And so when I got into high school, I played volleyball and basketball and tennis. And by sophomore year, the competition was pretty stiff. And so I didn't make the sophomore volleyball or basketball team, so I stuck with tennis. And then tennis became my sport of choice.
So let's talk about your tennis game.
Yeah.
Because now you're, as a membership director, you know, of course, you've got great courts.
Yes.
Out at Riverview.
Yes.
And then they had this pool that I keep thinking this last year, oh, there's a pool.
Yeah.
And you can have things served. But then, of course, we had COVID. So we're trying to get back to all of it. But tennis is something that can still go on. Because
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
and
outside.
Golf, you can still be outside.
Absolutely. Easy to be 6 feet away from people.
So do you feel like you got pretty good at your tennis game?
I feel like I got pretty good. I ended up playing out at Chico as well. But at Shasta College, I played number one doubles and had a wonderful time doing that. And then at Chico State, they didn't have a specific intercollegiate team. They had intramural. But it was a club that we would play.
Right.
So, but I still kept that up as long as I could.
So when did you pick up the golf?
Okay. So, well, it actually, you know, you date a man and he's golfing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So
your husband, Michael.
Well, actually, this was before.
Okay, so sorry about that, Mike, because we all have a past. All right, so.
So I had met somebody who was who played golf, and I realized that that was the only way I was going to really get to find a lot of time to spend with him. So he actually got me some lessons, and spent a lot of time out at Gold Hills. Actually, he was a very avid golfer out there. His name is Peter Delavati. He's a very good friend. Still, the family is still good friends of mine. He has since passed on. I just played in his memorial tournament not too long ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was amazing. He's the man I attribute to getting me into golf. And then, after we separated, our relationship moved on. I actually joined Gold Hills independently just by myself because I wanted to prove to myself that I could do, you know, golf by myself. I could be a strong, independent woman. And I wasn't going to let any boy tell me that, you know, that's a silly game or what are you doing? I was going to show them all up, basically.
And so did you ever, like, when somebody need a fourth person, did you write your name in and say, I'm going to play if it's a women's group or a men's group? I'm the fourth.
Yeah, well, they would, you know, oftentimes as a single, if there's some other people playing, they'll loop you in with
right.
that. So, yeah, it's a great way to, you know, you don't get to be shy when that's the case.
That is awesome. I don't have, I, you know, I can I've sung in front of thousands of people, yeah. but I don't have that nerve nor that skill. So that shows the expertise of what you're bringing to this new position.
Oh,
I mean, that right there to be able for there's women out there that would be in fear, I would think, of just joining a country club on their own because they love the sport.
Yeah.
And there's so many social activities to do at Riverview. I mean, you have yoga classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me about the women's golf tournaments and the women's stuff. I know you're just newly into it, but there's a lot of that that's going to be happening coming up.
Yeah, they actually just played a tournament. They had a women's invitational tournament. It was wonderful seeing all the women out there, and there was 80 women that played in the tournament.
Wow.
Yeah, and oh, it's so much fun just to see the excitement of that many women playing and having the strength and just the knowledge. And, you know, this is no longer just a men's sport, not that it ever really was, but just to see all these women that are so confident, you know, and being able to go out there and play this sport.
Is that an invitational?
The tournament,
Okay. So you have to be invited to play in the tournament.
For that one.
Okay, so who out there now is giving lessons?
Oh, Garrett Dagg is our head pro.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Steve Richlew, and then we have Sean, and I'm sorry, I'm drawing.
That's all right. No. Is there a woman?
No, Ashley, who I am taking her position over, she met somebody
Ashley Hellstrom, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for her.
She's getting married and moved more to the Bay Area. And so she was a female pro.
Yes.
So at this point now, we don't have a female
pro. But okay, that's all right. Things change. We're in the interim.
Yeah.
And you're filling some big shoes, and I think that
she did an amazing job. She got, I believe, 100 new members in the 2 years that she was there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she did amazing.
Well, and I'm finding that there's a younger generation that want to do things that are with kids and socially, and it's a beautiful place to be.
Well, yeah, that's our goal. I mean, we want to be a family-oriented golf and social club that, you know, has an exceptional club experience, an exceptional, country club experience.
Right. Country club experience.
Yeah.
There you go. And it's like you said, sometimes you think of kind of this, the stodgy, visual of the cigars and the old, the older crowd. But that's changing. You can see it.
Yeah, that's changing. But even that group is a fun.
They are fun
group. I mean, it's just everybody.
They like to party. Let's just put it that way. I love it.
So enjoyable, so fun. It's actually kind of like being back home in Indiana. You know, everyone's very friendly back there. And so coming to California was a little bit of what are they going to be like? But being here in Redding, Riverview, it's so super friendly.
We're going to take an early break. We're going to come back. I'd like to talk a little bit of if your parents are still living. Or you're still, okay, great.
Yeah.
And do you do golf as a family? And where are they living now? Just stuff like that. So we're going to talk more with Amy Dendis when we get back here. This is Linda Bott, and thank you for joining me on October 1st here with our North State Now show. I want to thank my sponsors again, Shasta Regional Medical Group, Country Kitchen, Black Bear Diner, and Holiday Harbor. We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to stay big on plants during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Turtle Bay has two new exhibits opening on Saturday, September 26th. Expedition Earth and Bench Press, Please Be Seated, Please. From interactive exploration around our world to awe-inspiring craftsmanship, these two exhibits have something to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
All right. Okay, talk about somebody who's like totally in her, on her game. Saw Lady Gaga in Sacramento when, before her world tour.
Wow.
It was during the beginning of her world tour.
Yeah.
Welcome back to KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And of course, you can listen online if you're, if can't get somehow a signal. You know, you can go on your phone, and listen online, which I do, quite often. It's 6:32 on, gosh, we're Thursday night here. It's the first Thursday of the month, of course. That would be my segment of the show. And, of course, we've got Michelle Slade and Enjoy the Magazine and then Dr. Orna Gill. So that's usually what happens through our Thursday night programming with North State Now. And I'll do the first and the fifth when there's a fifth week. So I was really excited when I knew that Amy was going to join me tonight because I've known Amy for all the years we worked out at Adamson's. And
yeah,
for those of you who've listened to Carl and I, that was our gym of choice. We always went to Adamson's.
Yeah.
And so Amy was a trainer there and a nutritional expert.
Yes, thank you.
And, but, and we went to your wedding.
Yes.
At
Gold Hills.
Yeah. How many years have you been married now?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I think we're going on year 10. I think we just celebrated year 9 this past summer.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's how long we've known each other, and then before that.
Well, and then before, so we've been together for going on 12 years. So, and I've been at Adamson's for 13.
Wow.
I was at Adamson's for 13.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, we were talking golf and
yeah,
that you, I love the golden nugget there was that you joined Gold Hills,
mm-hmm,
as a single woman,
yep,
because you felt like I'm good at what I do.
Yeah.
I need to explore this.
Yes.
I'm going to do this, which,
yes,
is so brave of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank
and so
you.
Now you're in this position where you're,
yeah,
membership director and,
yes,
your alliance with Riverview Country,
yes,
Club.
Yes.
Let's talk about your first date.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
With this your husband.
So fun. Okay.
Who golfs?
Who golfs? So, he had, so he's one of the owners of the Rose Center. And,
The Rose Center
for Physical Therapy.
Right.
Yeah. And I actually, was seeing his business partner, Melinda Anderson, for, work with the TMJ, you know, with bruxism, so I grind my teeth at night. So she was working, and I was telling her my whole scenario. I had just gone through this breakup, and she listened so intently. And then Mike, actually, at the time, had joined the gym at Adamson's, and so I would see him all the time. And
used to be like a couple doors down.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We used to be right next to each other. And I'd always say hello, and he'd do the guy head nod, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, he's really cute, but he doesn't say much. And so, I had run a marathon, on a whim.
Oh, by the way, I ran 26 miles.
And I kind of hurt my hip and my back in it. And he had overheard me talking about, you know, the hip pain. And so he's like, well, you should come and, you know, check it out. You know, let me see it, check it out sometime. And so we did. So, down the road, I end up getting this phone call, and he says, this is Michael Dendis, the physical therapist from the Rose Center, and I would like to know if you'd like to go out on a date. And it's like, you could have just said Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I was like, well, I'm not, he said, well, let's go to movie and a dinner. And I'm like, you know what, Mike, I'm not a movie and a dinner kind of a girl.
Good for you.
Yeah. I said, I'd rather do something where we get to know each other. And I said, do you golf? And I didn't hear anything. He, like, went silent. Now, I didn't know that he'd fallen off his chair because Michael loves golf.
Okay.
In fact, he actually has a specialization for doing golf biomechanical.
Really?
Analysis on golf swings and help you doing exercises and physical therapy to improve your golf swing.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so. Yeah, I learned something. Ding.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. And so I'm like, well, it's going to be raining outside. I'm like, do you mind golfing in the rain? And again, he kind of went silent. And I thought, oh. Oh, this guy doesn't golf or doesn't like the rain. And he's like, no, that's great. So our first
date. It was a done deal.
Yeah. Our first date was at Allen's Golf Course. So that place will always have, you know, a special spot in our hearts. And we played 18 holes of golf. We got to talk and talk and talk. And then that night we went out to dinner at Jack's, and the rest is history.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's carry over that when you got married.
Yes.
Outside, which is very hot.
Very hot.
We're talking about it.
June.
So then you take off.
Yeah.
After you've taken your pictures.
And we're like,
where's the bride and groom?
Yeah.
And you guys went and played a hole someplace.
I know. It came at the cost that I didn't get to say hello to everybody at my own wedding. But I really wanted to play golf on my wedding day. And since we couldn't go play around, I said, well, I at least want to play a hole.
Okay.
And
that's
so
great.
We did. We played
and there
a hole.
You are playing in your wedding dress, in your gown.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was fun.
I wanted to know what that meant.
You know, it was golf is what united us. And so I didn't want it to just be that we just got married on a golf course, because a lot of people do. I wanted it to be that, you know, golf was a part of our wedding day. Not just that we got married on a course, but we actually were playing.
And you met, and your first date was golfing, which I think is, well, when Carl's birthday happened this year, of course, it's, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
And where are we going to go and the best laid plans? We went out to the nine-holer, I think it's Redding, the Redding Golf.
Yeah, Redding Golf Course, yeah.
And we could have gone to play the 18, but we just wanted to just play nine.
Yeah.
And that's how we started the morning on his birthday, and it was just so lovely.
Yeah.
And we had barbecue flown in from North Carolina.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because that's what he wanted. He really wanted to barbecue, and it was really good for us to be out there. We played best hole. We don't, we don't play all the time, so it's just nice to be out and about. So let's talk about the membership benefits and you've got the three or four different levels of what it is.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Okay.
Well, it's affordable.
It is. We have a family proprietary membership. And, you know, you have access to, we have a little fitness center there. We have the tennis courts. You have golf and the driving range. You do pay extra for the golf carts, but everything else is included.
If you're a social member, you get to play golf once a month.
Yes, the family proprietary, that's the top one, and that's unlimited golf.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And then you go next is your individual.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, if you don't really necessarily have a family, you can go ahead and just, you know, join for the individual. Mm-hmm. But you could still have your spouse have access to all the other amenities. The pool and the golf or the tennis courts and as well as, you know, have that. You can have them as a guest to mm-hmm. play once a month. And then we actually have this really great introductory called the Introductory Family membership. And it's non-proprietary, so you're not an acting, you know, owner of the club. But it's a great way for 2 years to just kind of get your feet wet and kind of get into the club. And then after 2 years, you move into that family proprietary membership.
Yeah. Okay.
And then beyond that, then we have the social. So some people want to do more of the dining. You know, we have amazing food.
The food is fabulous.
Oh, it's delicious.
It really is.
Yes, absolutely amazing.
Great cocktails, great, just the whole feel. Yeah.
Yeah, excellent staff.
Club room.
Yeah. So it's so a lot of times people just want, and you know, you're going to go out to eat anyway. You're going to go out somewhere and take your family and your friends out to eat. So why not go somewhere where, one, you know the food quality is top-notch. Two, you know you can feel safe and comfortable, and you've got this basically extended family of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So in the social membership, you can play golf once a month. So there's, you know, we still have a few people that are on a tennis only membership, but that is actually, going, away. And so it's going to be more of just melding everybody into that social membership. But so there's something for everybody. If you're not a golfer, that's okay.
Now, do you, with your new position, do you get to bring ideas?
Yes.
And they're probably encouraging new ideas.
Yes. So I am open to listening to, there's so many great ideas that people already have told me about. And you know, this is a club that's owned by the members. So that's why it's so important. It's not like I'm going in there with these ideas. It's a member-owned club. And that is so special and so unique. Because how often do you get something like that?
I don't know, but I will say along those lines, Amy, that I tell people, because, you know, we're a locally owned station. We're not funded by the government. We're not funded by corporate. It's shop local and stay local.
Yes.
So when you hear these commercials, they really are people that are – that's how we are able to keep our lights on and pay our staff.
Yeah.
So when people say, well, I just shop online, I think, you know, there are things that are open now. So shop local, stay local. If you can't go out, feel like you don't want to go out, then order to go.
Yes.
But,
And I abide by that for sure. In fact, I'm probably the last person on earth who doesn't even have an Amazon account. I refuse to buy, and people laugh at me, but I refuse to buy things off of Amazon. I'd rather go to our little shops here.
Yes.
And I prefer the mom and pop shops, you know, but I want to support our town.
Let me tell you how good the staff is. So a good girlfriend had a birthday, and somebody who's been a longtime club member, Sarah, called to this was when COVID was, you know, you had to be in small gatherings. So club was, I mean, you had to only to go.
Yeah.
But we could sit outside.
Yeah.
And we were the only ones that were sitting outside.
Yeah.
And they came out, and it brought us our food, you know, with the to-go bags and everything. But that was really a nice experience and to be outside and look at the view.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping this is going to come to fruition. And I just want to add that October 10th, for those of you who are listening that are members, I'm not sure if they're going to open up to the general public, but October 10th, I'll be there, from 6 to 9 with my jazz group, which would be Pat Karch, Lou White, Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass. I'm not really sure about, we may have a horn player in there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But we were supposed to do September 11th, and we had some patriotic songs that we were going to do as well, you know, with the jazz style.
Yeah.
And probably going to do that again because I think it's pretty apropos right now, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I love my street. My street, I see some flags that have just recently gone up on their front of their houses.
Nice.
And I really like that because
yeah.
I'm kind of a very, or patriotic person.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, that's why you see flags all over the place. Yes. So, all right, Amy, we're going to take a break, and okay. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, also online at 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Baby, if you're needing me the way that I've been needing you.
Yes, that's from my
just drop me a line
second
saying,
album ago. And that's a Patrick Cline tune. And that's not Bruce Kahlen playing, but we do this song when we perform. So you might be hearing that October 10th.
Love it.
If
can't
that
wait.
Comes. Thank you so much, Jared, and welcome back to North State Now with Linda Bott, and we are live here on this October 1st. You're going to have a birthday. So
I am, in 7 days, on the 7th.
Birthday, yep. And what's your wish for your birthday this year?
That COVID would go away.
Okay. Well, you know, that's like a really, that's a big planet. wish. Is great. And so Amy Dendis is my guest if you're just tuning in. We've got a few more minutes here before we say goodbye to the 7 o'clock show. But I want to thank again Shasta Regional Medical Group, Country Kitchen.
Oh, Country Kitchen. They have the best cinnamon rolls.
Yes, I bought three today to take on the boat.
Gosh, delicious.
Which takes me to Holiday Harbor and Kevin Kelly and the group out there, the professional group. They've had what they called, they went to the second or the third level because all these people who were traveling around, all their trips were canceled. Yeah. So many, many people came to be in Shasta Lake.
Yeah.
And he said they were working 14-hour days, 7 days a week.
Oh, my gosh.
But let's talk about 3 or 4 years ago when the lake was so
low.
They were just, you know, going through a painful time. Maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't know. Well, we had a couple years there where the lake was not inviting.
Yeah.
And so anyway, this weekend, a group of us are going to go out and enjoy, you know, Holiday Harbor and a houseboat and just get away from a little bit. So we want to thank Holiday Harbor and we've been with them for quite some time. We've partnered with them or we've, you know, supported them and loved them. And again, it's a veteran owned business.
Oh,
and they are so just locally owned.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's, and the people there are love to serve the customers.
Yes. Yes.
And boats are all, we talked about the safety precautions of what they're going through and how they've doubled the efforts to, what's the word I'm trying to say? When you mist everything and you clean everything and sanitize everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So that takes extra time and extra effort. And, so Amy.
I actually believe my middle, bonus son, I have three stepchildren. I call them bonus instead of steps. But he was actually, I believe, out there this summer working and helping to clean those houseboats. That was one of his summer jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
One of his summer jobs. Did he have a few?
Well, he helps his dad out at his business as well, at the physical therapy business. So
that's really cool. I bet you've got some great stories about with Mike, your husband, about physical therapy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the things that are changing and coming out, and it's constantly in a changing field.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, his kids are actively involved in soccer, travel soccer, and Mike's always had the ability to coach them as well. And he feels that that's part of his ministry is helping these young kids becoming, you know, good athletes and then teaching them how to do proper warm-ups and take care of their bodies at such a young age because it starts at that young age.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have this tennis experience, the golf experience, and of course you were a personal trainer. So,
and a nutritionist.
And a nutritionist. Yeah, you've always been up and we did some of our group trainings. You would definitely be on the phone texting us. Are you coming?
Where are you?
We're all excited. How are you doing with your diet? What are you doing with your food? So I think you're a perfect fit. I was thrilled to know that you were going to be the new membership director. And you've been in there like a week or two.
You already got it down.
So how would you like to close the show today?
I would like to close by saying, Linda, you are one of my role models. I think you are just the epitome of this city because you are elegant, you're well-spoken, you're intelligent, you're amazingly talented, and I just think that you're friendly, you're kind, you're loving. You are the epitome of Reading, and you are definitely one of my role models.
Okay, I can't talk. I did not ask for that, I swear. And by the way, at the end, could you put a plug in for me? You know, it's been, thank you so much. That just made my heart glow. It's been a weird, a very difficult year. I went through, like a 4-month really serious illness.
I remember that.
And so on the backside of that, it's, changes your life when you, and my husband with Carl, as you know, could not have been more of my hero in that time to do all he could do to care for me.
Yeah.
And, still at work every single day through COVID. Not that I had COVID, but anyway, so, I am so grateful because I think it's so important to live in a town where you help others and you're part of that as well. And you reach out. And, because there's people who have lost their homes in the fire, going through lots of trauma and stress, PTSD from 3 years ago, and currently it doesn't, sometimes that does not go away.
No.
So, in a positive environment, Amy, you've always brought your game.
Thank
you've
you.
Always been positive and uplifting.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And
absolutely.
Jared, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm not going on a houseboat. Probably going to work here. And I'm lazy, so I'll probably be watching TV.
Jared, the music was awesome, by the way. You rocked
the
music.
So, Jared, I just want to, I'm going to, like, ask you a few questions. What are you watching right now?
What am I watching?
Series?
It's a weird British show called Inside Number 9.
Okay. And kind of like, tell us the topics.
It's kind of like a dark comedy. And
okay.
So every episode is a different, like, scenario.
Fun.
But it's always in a building marked Number 9.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
Okay. So that. And then what's like one of your favorite shows that here is when you're producing? You don't have to say me. Okay. Do you have one that you particularly like?
I enjoy just because, I get to hear about stuff happening around the city.
Yeah.
And actually all in North State now, to be honest. I mean, along with you and Michelle.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I wasn't putting the fishing pole up there with the line to hook you on that. But thank you for that. Because Enjoy does. And Enjoy's also been, we partnered with Enjoy since we started KCNR. Yeah. With a little AM station over to the FM. They've been with us. And then I love that they're part of the magazine show now, which is the North State Now. And they work so hard.
They
are so committed.
An amazing magazine.
And they're great. Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Oh, yeah. Store, and that's where we, again, shop local, folks.
Yes.
It's very hard for these local businesses right now with this downtown construction. Yes. So please just park, be patient, walk.
Yeah.
There's some really great things happening, but we need to keep our businesses alive.
Yes.
So, you know, but if, don't, try not to shop online. Just try to shop local, stay local. So, anyway, Amy, give Amy a call over at Riverview Country Club. And talk about membership. That would be a great Christmas present to give to your spouse or to a friend or to a family. People are trying to figure out what to give. Well, give a family membership.
Yeah, because it's not only an honor to be a member over there. It's also a pleasure.
Yeah,
so
it is a pleasure. So, again, thank you all to my sponsors. And, Amy, you really made my night.
Thank you.
And again, I hope that October 10th I get to
sing so
out
excited.
There because I love being outside.
Yes.
And October is my favorite month.
Oh, well, okay. It's because it's my birthday month.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay. So you talked about the fact that you want to have COVID go away, and that's a great birthday wish. But what do you really want? What do you want to do on your birthday? Are you going to golf on your birthday?
I'll be working on my birthday, but you never know. Maybe I could, after work, maybe. We usually, you know, our goal, our bucket list for Michael and I is to at some point hit a golf course in every single state.
That's a great goal.
Yeah, that's one of our bucket
And how
lists.
Late is the, does the club stay open?
Open
the golf course.
Right now the dining, as far as it stays up until at least 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
The hours are changed a little bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as it's getting darker.
Right.
Faster,
right now,
so.
It's what time is it? It's almost 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. All right, because I know they have Global and they do stuff like that in the summer months. So good. I can't wait to bring you back again. Come next year and let's talk about all the good stuff that's going on. And always call in and talk to me and let us know if there's some kind of promo going on or a special whatever.
Yeah.
So thank you, Amy.
As I get my feet wet and learn more and more.
I love it. Well, I'll be out there seeing you soon. So thank you, Amy Dendis.
Absolutely.
And this is Linda Bott. Thank you, Jared, at the helm. And we'll see you on the 5th. Thursday here on North State Now. Make it a great night. Do something kind for somebody and think positive thoughts. We'll see you soon.
does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.